Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. This is a really profound article I read this week, and I want to get right to it. It asks a pretty bold question. Are we already in a cold civil war with the left? And if we are, why haven't many on the right woken up to that fact? Now, I don't think that's many in my audience who've been woken up to this a long time ago, but there are many in the DC swamp who still believe that the left views us as just people with bad ideas. They don't. They don't. How many times do I have to say this? The left does not view us as people with bad ideas. They view us as bad people with ideas. There's a huge difference. Bad people with ideas. They don't care what your ideas are. They see you as bad people. That is important. You must understand the distinction. Here's the article by Thomas D. Kligenstein at American Greatness. It's called Winning the Cold Civil War. Goes through the steps. And step number one is cold civil war. And we have the American left and us. Folks, first the step is recognizing that we are in a cold civil war. It is zero sum. You have one side, us. That when I say zero sum, that means that whatever is right on one side has to be wrong on the other side. Whatever is taken here has to be given there. These things can't exist at the same time. Okay? There is no overlapping of the circles here. Does everybody understand that? This is not the Democrat Party of the 50s, where the overlapping circle between the right and the left was what? Well, we all love America. We all want to, you know, we all want our kids to grow up in a prosperous country. That is not what's happening anymore. Maybe for some Democrats who are moderate, but the liberal left hates this country and wants to see it go away. Stat. They just do. You must accept that. It is critical you accept that because we believe in things like liberty, free and fair elections, judging people by their character, not their skin color or their religion. The left does not believe that. Those two things cannot exist. Here, getting back to the piece from this American Greatness piece. He says, winning this cold civil war requires two fundamental understandings. First, you must understand that you are, in fact, in a war. Wartime requires very different rhetoric, strategy, and people than peacetime. Trump is a wartime leader. Second, you must understand your enemy, what it wants, and how it goes about getting what it wants. What our enemy wants is the destruction of the American way of life. It goes about it by trying to force everyone to say America is systemically racist. If it can convince us of this falsehood, it will be well on its way to overturning the American way of life. Folks, we got to recognize we are in a cold civil war for liberty and freedom and the future of this country. There are people that want to take the liberty and freedom of others away. Everything from mandates to teaching our kids CRT, which is the taking away of their freedom because they're not free. They're supposed to be treated differently if they're white because they're oppressors. You treat an oppressor differently than they treat someone who's oppressed, whether they're oppressing or not. They want to take your liberty and freedom away. We have to recognize we are, in fact, in a war for the spirit of this country. We still have people up in Congress and the Senate, the Mitt Romney types, this loser up in Illinois, Adam Kinzinger, a total zero, who just don't get it. They believe if they play tiddlywinks with the left and roast s'mores with them around a campfire and sing campfire songs, they believe the left will leave us alone. They really love America too. They don't. A lot of moderate Democrats, yes, do, and just see the world a little differently. That is not the radical left. They hate you. They see you as bad people with ideas. There's a difference. That's why I'm constantly saying new rules, folks. The new rules are we win, you lose. You want to play by the old rules? Oh, let's sit around and discuss it and debate the value of liberty and freedom. They don't care. They don't care. We have to just vote these people out and get rid of them in the political ecosystem. They're killing and destroying this country. We got to recognize their motives too. Recognize it's a war and recognize their motives. Their motives on the left are totalitarian power. That is their motive. Stop pretending it's anything else. More in a minute, but first. If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
I used to say on this show, you can go find it yourself. My episodes and my entire library are still there. That I really believe the free market would find the solution to corporate censorship and elsewhere. And I used to use the line often, and I meant it. I used to say, I'm not willing to trade the power of corporations I can get away from for the power of a government I can't. This is a little deeper than I intended this section, but my logic there was I don't want the government to try to do anything to stop YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook. That was my position. I'm not here to run away from it. I'm not here to pretend it didn't happen. But that was my position for a long time. I had a very libertarian leaning. The free market will figure it out eventually. You know, with discussions with people I've had, like Michael Knowles and others, and other thought leaders around the movement. Ladies and gentlemen, I've changed my position significantly. Because the government now has taken a subordinate role. The government now avoids complications of violating the Bill of Rights, your right to assemble and your right to speak, by deputizing private industry and letting them do it themselves. They wink and a nod to YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, and they've ushered in a new era of censorship addressed in this piece. And that must be stopped. And if that's with government power, then we have to do it. And I'm sorry to my, you know, many of my friends who think that, you know, liberty is in letting the free market try to solve an existential human rights problem. It's not. It isn't anymore. Here, from the piece. This addresses this from the American Greatness piece. In a traditional totalitarian regime, the government uses arbitrary violence to control every aspect of public and private life, all the way down to Little League. In America, the government does not control everything. Pay attention here, it's important. But today, through the power of the purse and the courts, the government influences a lot. And where the government leaves off, the cultural business complex takes over. Yes, yes. Here's how the left is doing it now and why traditional, you know, straight, you know, air quotes, liberty, because it was not liberty. I was wrong. Where the traditional, oh, leave the government out of it, the free market will figure out, has totally failed us. The government has figured out they can practice a new form of socialism. They don't need violence. They don't need to steal your business straight out the government like they would in the Soviet Union, right? The government's figured out if they regulate your business to death and they tax it to death, they own it already. It's what Kevin Williamson in his book, what is it? The Idiot's Guide to Socialism or whatever it was. I forget, but it's a good book. It's not a huge fan of mine, but I don't care. Good ideas are good ideas. He says, we don't need to practice old style socialism in the United States where the government just takes your business and controls the means of production. If it imposes a bunch of rules that make no sense and then taxes all of your income, it owns it anyway. And then when you start a business that they don't like, what do? They just use the private sector to take you down. That doesn't happen, Dan. Does it? Because I used to be involved with Parler a long time ago. It's funny. I remember the government didn't come in like communists and get rid of Parler. They just used the private industry to do the dirty work for them. Remember AOC and Ro Khanna tweeting out, hey, AWS, Google, Apple, be a real shame if you got rid of Parler. Wink and a nod. And they did. You think the free market's going to solve that? The free market in this case was not free, and the free market were accomplices to the crime. Here's the third part of this piece. It's fantastic. Again, covers the new rules I've said. The new rules are we win, you lose. Put aside your old, oh, we can't use government to fight back. Government's an inherently bad thing. It usually is. But what else you want to use? The free market that's allied against you? Do rights matter or not? The piece says, how should Republicans respond? What should we do about all this? The essential thing, as I've tried to stress, is for Republicans to understand that we're in a war and act accordingly. War is not a time for too much civility, compromise, or for imputing good motives to the enemy, like Adam Kinzinger and Mitt Romney do. I threw that in there. Our generals must fight as if the choice were between liberty and death. This is no time for sunshine patriots. Amen, Brother Thomas. You either understand that this fight is critical and existential, or you don't. You want to sit down and, you know, write white papers all day? You go right ahead. We're going to go out and win elections and take our government back.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show, wherever you get your podcasts.